Hey, you're listening to The Hit List with me, Noomi, and I'm joined by Zara Larsson. Hello.
Yay. Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Are you excited about Can't Tame Her coming out this week?
Yes. No, I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this for a long time, and I just feel really, really happy.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be amazing. Like, I just feel excited. Usually before release, I'm a little anxious. I'm a little nervous. But now I'm just like, let's go.
Yeah. When did you write this song? Have you had it waiting for a while or?
You know, not too long. I think I'm also comparing to my previous album, Poster Girl, which took me about 4 years to put together. So this song I've had for maybe 6 months or so.
Okay.
Like half a year. And it's been waiting. It's been ready. So it's really nice to just like release it to the world and kind of let go over the control, you know, and just see how it reacts with people.
Yeah. So I have had a cheeky listen, and it is an absolute banger.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun. It's upbeat. It's energetic. It makes me really happy when I listen to it. And it makes me want to dance and have a great time.
It did give me slight Flashdance vibes.
Oh, I love that. No, I love that. We were definitely really inspired by like early 80s. And I know that's been like a little wave the past, you know, couple years. So we just wanted to surf that tiny little wave, you know, maybe one last time, because it was hard to pick out the singles for the album because I loved them all. Like, I literally loved them all. And I wouldn't really say that Can't Tame Her is representative of, you know, the rest of the album.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say any of the songs are. It's like a really fun blend and mix.
Okay.
But I love that song because it had such nice energy, and it was just a really good way of like starting off the project and like make people want to dance, and I love to sing it. I think it's amazing.
This track you co-produced with MNEK, who's obviously dance pop royalty.
Yeah.
Worked with him before.
Right.
What was it like making this track together?
Easy. You know, as always. No, honestly, like, he's so good. He's my favorite writer to work with. And I'm so happy that we got to get in the studio again because, you know, he's booked and busy.
Yeah,
he's really out here. Like, he's about it, you know? So we were in Sweden for a couple of days, and we were in with two Swedish producers called Mother. And usually how I like to write songs is that you start with, well, it depends on who I'm working with, but I like to start like doing a whole bunch of ideas, like maybe the first day if we're in a couple of days together. And then the second day or the third or fourth, we would kind of like maybe start some new ideas. So we would finish up what we started the day before and like, oh, this is my favorite of the ones we did. Okay, let's finish that one. But when we did this song, we started writing the first verse and the chorus. And then we just kept going naturally into the second verse and like the rest of the songs, which is a really good sign, I would say, because that's when I just don't want to stop. And then when we were finished, we were just having it on repeat for a really long time. I was like, play it again, play it again, play it again. Like, I just loved it. And that's kind of how I just know this is a good song. You don't really have to overthink it. Sometimes you just hear a song and you really like it and you don't really know why. You know, you hear a song on the radio or you hear a song in a playlist, and you think, wow, this is a good song. Like, I'm going to add this to my playlist, or I'm going to add this down. I'm going to look it up and see who's singing this and like listen to it myself. So that's kind of what happened when I heard it. I was just like, this is a really good song. I love this. It makes me feel excited. It makes me feel happy. I'm going to put this in my favorite folder.
Yeah.
And, you know, from there, my label loved it. I think it has a touch of like modern familiarity. Like, my mom loves it. My mom's like the best person to play songs for because she's so not interested in music. And sometimes that's like the best way of just having somebody like
trial it out.
Yeah. And not, again, like, not overthink it and just hear a song and oh yeah, that's really nice. Like, she don't really know why it feels good. And she's like, she don't really, you know, she's not into
the technicalities of it.
No, she's just literally like, that's a good song. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it got mom approved.
That's what we love. A stamp from mom. Yeah. Is the best one. Yeah. Like, my parents are big music fans, but they listen to my show, and they have a playlist called Modern Tunes. And if I play a song that they like,
I love that.
Goes straight on the playlist. And I'm saying it now, I'm calling it now. Can't Tame Her. Absolutely going on that playlist because it's so good.
On the Modern Tunes. Thank you, mom and dad.
So the music video, choreographed by Jaquel Knight. Shot in Prague.
Yeah, actually, we just did the choreo for the live performances, and then I really want to do like a full on. So I don't really dance that much. Well, I move around in the video, but I want to do like a proper choreo video.
Yeah.
So you know, I have my video for my song "Love Me Land," which is like just me dancing.
Yeah.
And I love that, but I also wanted like a narrative, and I didn't really want to compromise any of the. Like the narrative or the choreo. So I will, you know, probably do a full on just choreo video.
Oh,
and
amazing.
That is Jaquel Knight. Yeah,
okay.
Who I've been working with for years, and he's amazing. And also, it's going to be really fun choreo for live performances, which is also really fun and exciting because, you know, singing live and like performing live, it's really where it's at for me. Like, I am a performer, I'm an entertainer, that's how I view myself, and I love to give my audience and the crowd a really, really good time.
Yeah.
So give them a little dance exclusive,
a little show.
Yeah,
we love
exactly.
That also, yeah. Like, being able to sing and dance at the same time is so impressive. It's so hard. You guys make it look so easy.
No, it is. It's for sure. Sometimes in the rehearsal studios, I'm just like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. And then I think the adrenaline kicks in or something when I perform live for, you know, people. And it just works out. I'm like, wow, how did that happen?
I did that.
Crazy.
That was me.
Yeah.
Speaking of your songs and choreography, your song "Wow" was in the Netflix dance film "Work It."
Yeah,
and I loved that. It's probably my favorite song from you, I have to admit. And I remember, I caned it so much. You know when you love a song so much? I watched that movie and I saw the album art on his phone, and I was like, "Oh, I love that song! It's that song."
So fun.
What's it like hearing and seeing your songs in film and TV shows? Like, how does that feel?
It's incredible. I love it because I love TV shows and I love movies and film. And to just like have your music kind of telling a story in the story, which is the movie or the series, is really powerful.
Yeah.
And it made me really, really happy. And also, which led to the remix of "Wow," which is, you know, me and Sabrina doing the song together. So that was so fun. Like, it was unexpected. I didn't know it was going to happen. And then I just saw it when I watched it, and I was like, oh, and it's a really good scene.
Yeah.
Too.
The choreo for that is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So I love it. I wish to have even more of my songs synced in like movies and even commercials. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And TV, because it really, you know, it sets the tone really nicely, and like music in movies and films and series are so important. So the fact that I can like be a part of that, I love.
If you could have Can't Tame Her in any existing film or TV show, what would you want
it in? Good question. I want it to be like a movie with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Like, he's going out and he's like, not necessarily going out and like be violent, but just like she's done a mission.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she's going to like complete it.
She's walking away from an explosion.
Fierce. You know what I mean? And like nobody can tame her. Or I would just have like a really fun girl group. They're going out, night on the town.
Yeah.
They're getting ready. They're gonna be wild. Like, I don't know, just something with strong women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have to admit, it's definitely gonna be for me like a going out, getting ready song. Cause it's you know? You love that kind of vibe.
Totally, totally. I can see that.
A little bit about the album. This is obviously first album with your label, Summer House. Mm-hmm. How is that? How has that felt, putting that together?
It feels incredible. I mean, I have so many opportunities to like where I want to take this label in the future because now I have it. But for the moment, it's just like a way of housing my records that I have been able to buy.
Yeah.
And not a lot of artists get to have that opportunity. So just me being able to like take ownership of what I have put out and, you know, the songs with my voice on it, even the songs that I didn't write, feels incredibly powerful and like a boss move. And I'm really thankful that I got that opportunity.
Yeah.
That they wanted to give it to me or sell it to me, you know. And then just to have like release it through my label, I feel like a businesswoman.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in control, you know. I'm like cashing the checks. I'm like boom, 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 boom. Like I also think growing up in this industry from being very young, I think I've always I have like, for some reason, I have a huge respect of not authority, but like seniors. Mm-hmm. So people who are older than me, who have been in the industry for longer than I have, or have just like existed longer than I have. And I think, you know, going into like the music business as, you know, 15, I was signed at 14, released my song at 15. I've always had professionals around me, like professional choreographers, professional writers, professional producers and executives. And I like always had people that were way older than I was. And I felt like, oh, well, you guys know better. Like you've obviously done this longer than I have. And, you know, why would my voice be not matter, but like, why would it be better, I guess. But as I've grown up and grown older and more confident, I've realized that I am very capable. And I've been in this industry for a long time. And I feel like I am a lot more confident in my own abilities and like what I can actually do.
Yeah.
So it's just like the perfect timing. Like I'm 25 now, I'm still young, but like I'm a grown woman. And I feel like I've really grown into myself and I'm still doing that. I will probably laugh at this like in 10 years and be like, haha, you child.
You thought you knew everything. But yeah, now you know, have the but now you've got the voice in the room, you know, people are listening to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I do. And I feel like I trust myself a lot more.
Yeah.
So just with that, together with like owning my masters and like kind of shaping what I want for myself in the future. And, you know, I have to say, I've always been very lucky with the people I've had around me. Like, they've always respected me and like, I've never been really shut down by anyone. But just having the sense of like, oh, like, I wouldn't know this. Like, you guys know better. I feel like I'm a little over that now. And it's more a collaborative experience in my head. So it feels really, really amazing to be able to just release my songs like with myself and the people I work with and other people. So yeah, I feel like I'm like stepping into a new chapter of my life.
That is so exciting and so inspirational as well for a lot of people.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm really excited to hear it. Thank you so much for talking to me. Really great to hear about the new music. The single is amazing. Yeah. I can't wait to play it loads on my show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
You too. Bye.
Hi, this is Zara Larson on KMFM.